Thank you for joining us, Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS, 46 million members of Generation X. That's all of you born sometime between the early 60s and the early 80s. And while there have been many opportunities for this generation, there have certainly been many challenges, especially when it comes to the job market, and especially right now. Dr. Curtis Odom, his new book, Stuck in the Middle, A Generation X View of Talent Management, joins us now. Dr. Odom, thanks for taking some time to speak to us on WILS.
Thank you so much for the invite. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, you work as a talent strategist yourself. What kinds of challenges would you say some of the biggest issues that Generation X members are dealing with right now?
Sure. Great question. What I'm seeing really from the client side is organizations are really struggling to figure out how do they hold on to top talent that's actually from that Generation X paradigm, who are coming into the workforce very entrepreneurial. They're coming in as really being the student, you know, the children and students of the latchkey kid generation. So I'm finding that a lot of corporations are trying to figure out how to hold on to top talent, but my Generation X colleagues are really stuck in the middle between baby boomers who are not able to retire right now because of the economic strains and struggles over the past few years, and they're right up against the millennials who are ready to take over those leadership positions as well. So my generation really does find itself stuck in the middle.
Aren't a lot of Generation Xers faced with that reality of losing a job in their 40s, 50s or so, and now struggling to maybe even start a new career since the work they've been doing may be outdated?
Yeah, absolutely. What we've seen growing up is, you know, where our parents and even older siblings have gone to work for one company, have been there for 10, 15, you know, 20 years, and have made a career of it. Some of them successfully have migrated out of that to retirement. Others maybe not so much. So what my generation is seeing is that, you know, we're willing to give an opportunity 5 to 10 years, if you will, but if it doesn't put us in a place where we feel we need to be with our career advancement, many of us are becoming disenfranchised and either going out on our own to become entrepreneurs, or we're changing jobs in the middle of, you know, kind of the midlife time frame right now. Some to new careers, but others even to take a step back just to get to some type of happiness that they feel is missing.
Now, you yourself started your career in the U.S. Navy, and then you moved into senior positions in several Fortune 500 companies. What would you say was the source of your success, and what was propelling you forward?
I think that I owe everything that, in terms of my success, to my time spent in the military, spent in the Navy specifically. You know, those 10 years taught me a lot about who I am and what I wanted, but they also gave me the opportunity to learn what I didn't want. I had some great mentors and great leadership role models. It really catapulted me when I got out of the Navy. I had the opportunity to work as an entrepreneur, go and start my own first consulting business. And then from there, it gave me the discipline, dedication, and just hard work that I knew I needed if I wanted to be successful by my own definition, that I knew I would have. If I didn't spend those 10 years in the Navy, I don't think I would have been that level of success that early, and certainly not to where I am now.
Well, coming from the military, if you're heading into the corporate world, I mean, how well adapted were you, and is somebody from a military background to playing the corporate game?
I think the thing that I first ran into as a story is that I got out of the military and went into business for myself, as I mentioned, and got to a client site one morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, which is late for most folks who are wired military time style. And the first thing I had to realize is that the world that I was going into really didn't start their day until about 9 o'clock in the morning. So for those 2 hours, it gave me the opportunity to really get ahead of the game and really start to change the way I was thinking about myself, the work I was doing, and the folks that I was going to be interacting with. And what I did is I realized that I didn't know everything that I thought that I would need to know or to be successful. So that time gave me the opportunity to figure out what questions to ask, who to seek out for mentors, and really gave me the opportunity to figure out where I needed to go, who was going to help me get there the fastest, and then to take that advice and actually be actionable with that, which is, I think, a hallmark of folks coming out of the military.
I'm talking to Curtis Odom. He's the author of the new book, Stuck in the Middle, A Generation X View of Talent Management. I mean, was there a point, Curtis, where things fell apart for you? You had to rebuild it anyway?
I think the challenge for me is really not too very long ago, or actually about a year ago, before I decided to go back out on my own as an entrepreneur and stay out. My aspiration now to stay outside of a company is that I had spent 10 years working really hard. From the time I got out of the military, having my first company, selling that company, working for Fortune 500 companies, always moving up the ladder from really a consultant all the way up to culminating in a vice president role before the age of 38. And I made it very, very fast. A lot of that is through hard work, discipline, and listening to some great mentors. But I got to that place and I looked around and said, you know what? This isn't really what I wanted. It's not what I thought it would be. There were things that were missing from that opportunity. I wanted to be able to be my authentic self at work every day. I wanted to feel valued. I wanted to be welcomed, and I wanted to contribute at a level that would make me happy and satisfied and engaged. And that's what it kind of unraveled a little bit for me, because the thing I spent so long chasing, when I finally caught it, it wasn't all that I thought it was going to be. And I realized the time I was happiest in my life were two, either A, when I was in the military, or B, when I was in business for myself. So I went back to B, which is being an entrepreneur and being my own boss.
Now, you say everyone should own their own plan. In fact, you recommend a three-year strategy that is a little shorter than the five-year plan we often hear about. So tell me, how do you sequence this three-year approach?
Sure. And I've crafted it from a standpoint to say, you know, you shouldn't just plan to stay 3 years with an organization, but it's more of a plan of how you can measure your success and likelihood to stay with an organization and be engaged. So year one is really all about look, listen, and learn. Take the opportunity to learn the organization, learn the culture, learn the major players, learn what your expectations are and what's expected of you in that role. That's year one. Year two, it's all about deliver, deliver, deliver. Try to hit the ball out of the park. Do everything that you can do to get your brand up and out. Succeed for your leaders. Really be seen as someone who's a go-to person, someone who's more of a, you know, an owner of the culture of the organization rather than just renting or hanging around to see what's going to happen next. It's really that head down time, just time to really just get in there and do the work that you were hired to do. But then in year three, I call it the evaluation year. So it's time to look around in year three. Have you been successful? Have you created a network? Have you created a brand? Do you feel like you have the opportunity to go forward and be successful with that organization? Do you feel like there's more opportunity there for you? And if you feel that there is, then reset your 3 year clock. So just reset, and restart. However, if after those 3 years you don't feel like you're going to be able to move where you want to go, or have, you know, the path that you're on is not going to be fruitful, look for another path. That could mean moving laterally internally, looking for other stretch assignments, or quite frankly, it might mean that it's time for you to go somewhere else to use your knowledge, skill, and ability at a place that's going to be more receptive and welcoming to what you bring to the table.
Now, as a talent strategist, when it comes to a Generation Xer selling themselves, or really anybody selling themselves in the workplace, what would you say are some of the key things to consider when you're really trying to promote yourself as a worker?
I think the biggest thing that I would say is the fact that you're committed to your own development and you're committed to contributing to the organization. Many times when Gen Xers specifically think about what they want out of the workforce or workplace, it's always about what they want, what they need from the company, what they're expecting. I think if you kind of play that backward a little bit and say, here's what I could deliver for the company, here's what I could bring to the organization, here's what I could deliver for my leaders, and then use that as a way to ask for what you want, I think you can get into a space where you can actually be more engaged, be more successful, and be held on and retained as top talent, as well as engage yourself in the organization. So it's all about what you can give and bring to the table, as opposed to what you're going to take from the table and what you're expecting from the organization.
And with all the job loss that's occurring now, isn't the most difficult thing, one of the most difficult things is to start anew, to re-energize yourself after you've worked for many years for a company in a field and kind of just start like you're 20 years old again?
It really, really is. And the thing that I've been saying to folks that I coach and mentor is that when you get to that place where the path that you've been on, the job that you've been in has become a disappointment to you, it's really time to stop and assess and try to figure out what your true career passion is. What is it that excites you? What do you see or do when you're not at work that gets you fired up, that gets you out of bed in the morning? If it happens to be your job, but it's your employer that's got a little bit stale, look for another employer. But if it's not the employer, it's not the job that you've been kind of delaying or putting away stuff that you really would love to do, go after that career passion. Think hard. Try to figure out a way that you can make money or monetize your passion and have it be something you love to do. I think that somebody told me a long time ago, if you're doing what you love, you never really work a day in your life. And that's one of the things that's been hanging in my mind and really got me to the place where I am now when I woke up and said, you know, my career passion is doing good work for others, but being my own boss while doing it.
Dr. Curtis Odom. Check out his new book, Stuck in the Middle, A Generation X View of Talent Management. Dr. Odom, thank you for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend and happy 4th of July.
You too. And we will be right back, wrap things up, and head off to the weekend ourselves. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.